The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
How's it going? This is Anthony Cazenza with CincyJungle.com and the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I hope you enjoyed Super Bowl 53, even though it was a bit of a snooze fest of a contest. 13-3, not that exciting. But in that game, and after the conclusion of that game, it meant that the Bengals could finally get their hands around, metaphorically speaking, of course, their newest head coach and former Rams quarterbacks coach, Zach Taylor. Rumors had been swirling for about 3 weeks that Zach Taylor was going to be the Bengals guy. And as the playoffs kept progressing and the Rams kept moving forward in the playoffs, that became obvious that Taylor is the guy. So, Zach Taylor, it became obvious that Zach Taylor was going to be the guy, and then now he is. As of Monday, he was officially announced as the team's 10th head coach in franchise history. Zach Taylor, just for those who are unfamiliar with him, hi Mark, how are you? For those who are unfamiliar with Zach Taylor, he was a quarterback at the University of Nebraska, had a brief stint in the NFL, played in the, I believe it was the CFL for a little bit, and then he bounced around at a various assistant coaching capacities at the college and NFL level. He had an interim time as an offensive coordinator with the Dolphins. Again, most recently was the quarterback's coach with the Rams, and back in 2016, I believe, was the offensive coordinator for the University of Cincinnati. So he is familiar with the area. He is familiar with the city, and is now taking over as the Bengals head coach, their 10th in franchise history. What we don't know, at least as of we sit here tonight or this afternoon, depending on where you may be, this Monday afternoon evening, what we do not know is where is all of the assistants that are going to be coming in and filling the multitude of roles that are open on the staff right now. What we do know is that it's apparent that Zach Taylor will be hiring James Casey and Ben Martin. James Casey was a former player for the Houston Texans, a tight end H-back guy. He actually also had a workout with the Bengals not too long ago when he was still playing. So, you know, kind of an interesting connection there. At any rate, he was working with tight ends for the University of Houston, and Ben Martin was an offensive line coach at Bryant University and was an offensive assistant with the Miami Dolphins a handful of years ago, which is when Taylor was in Miami as an offensive assistant there as well. So there's a connection there that obviously makes sense. So it would appear that Ben Martin will be the offensive line coach for the Cincinnati Bengals, and James Casey will be the tight ends coach for the Cincinnati Bengals. That's what it seems like as we sit here today. What we don't know is the defensive coordinator situation. One is inclined to think that Taylor will take a page out of Sean McVay's playbook and hire a vested, battle-proven guy as a defensive coordinator, a guy who's maybe been a head coach in the league, a guy who has coached a long time in the league at various levels. Initially, there was some talk, and it seemed as if it would be a given that Jack Del Rio was going to be the defensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. That has since changed. And there has been talk now that Dennis Allen, the former Oakland Raiders coach and the New Orleans Saints, defensive coordinator, was maybe going to make a lateral move to Cincinnati. He is staying in New Orleans. And then now the most recent, now that Dennis Allen is staying in New Orleans, it would seem that some people think that Dom Capers, the longtime Panthers and longtime defensive coach in the league, might be the guy that Taylor grabs as the defensive coordinator. That is, again, as of Monday afternoon, Monday evening, that has not been been confirmed. Jay Long says Marvin Lewis, LOL, no. Marvin Lewis will not be coming back as the defensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. But there is a lot to be excited about. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing for those who follow the team, because this has kind of been an unofficial news bit for the Bengals for quite a while now. But it's now official that the Super Bowl, since the Super Bowl's over, the Rams are no longer playing. Zach Taylor is the Bengals' next head coach. He is a younger guy. He's 35 years old and does not have any head coaching experience at any level. But the Bengals seem to be very impressed with him, very impressed with what he brings as an NFL coach. And, you know, there's a risk involved here. But obviously the Bengals are hoping that the Sean McVay tree of offensive innovation and all of that is going to bear fruit. Some interesting comments by Mike Brown today as he introduced Zach Taylor, basically applauding his mind and applauding his forward thinking type of mentality. And Mike Brown said basically he expects this team to be much more exciting to watch going forward. So we'll see if that ends up coming to fruition. I think that's the hope. It's going to be very interesting to see, aside from who else Taylor brings in on his staff, it's going to be very interesting to see who he brings in as and who he uses as the quarterback in 2019 and beyond, who the team re-signs in terms of their own free agents that are out there, who the team will go after in terms of outside free agents, and if there will be a more aggressive approach in that sense, or if it's going to be status quo and the Bengals kind of sit back and relax during free agency as they normally do. We'll see. Dustin Wampner says, is Capers the reason Green Bay's defense sucked? I haven't looked too heavily into it, but I think there's been some unhappiness with Capers in Green Bay from fans and whatnot. I think the injury bug has hit Green Bay at specific times, and that hasn't helped. Green Bay also, they kind of do a little bit what the Bengals do in free agency, and they don't really get a lot of outside help or spend a lot of outside money in free agency. They do the draft. They invest heavily there. And maybe that's why, you know, it's kind of a conglomeration of issues, not just Capers. But the thing about Capers that's interesting to me, he has worked a lot in the 3-4. And a lot of these guys that have been linked to the Bengals for their defensive coordinator gig have run 3-4 type of defenses at times, or really their entire career. So That's going to be interesting to see exactly what Capers does there if he is the guy. But that position still needs to be filled. A linebacker's coach position still needs to be filled. I understand that Jacob Burney, the defensive lines coach, just recently retired. So that's a position that a staffing position that needs to be filled. Running backs coach needs to be filled. So there are a lot of different coaching positions that are open, and do not be surprised if they are filled by a number of people that have connections to Zach Taylor. That seems to be a theme. I'm Anthony Cazenza with CincyJungle.com and the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast. You can check us out, our podcast out on Cincy Jungle. It's also on Stitcher and iTunes and Google Play and YouTube and all that stuff. Cincy Jungle, obviously, you got to keep it there for all the news, opinions, analysis, and everything going on in the Bengals head coaching search. It's been a big waiting game, but there's also been kind of a lot of news in the waiting game. So it's been a kind of an interesting situation. Andrew Bam Greer says, I'm so ready for this year. I think a lot of people are, and I don't know that this will be an immediate turnaround type of situation like the Rams saw under McVay in 2017. But when he took over as the new head coach, it might take a little more time for Taylor to implement a system, get some other pieces in place. The Bengals do have talent, though, especially on that offensive side of the ball. They've got Tyler Boyd, A.J. Green. They do have Dalton, whether or not he ends up being Taylor's guy. They have Joe Mixon. They have Giovanni Bernard. They did help themselves on the offensive line a bit last year with Billy Price and Cordy Glenn. Still have a lot of questions to figure out for the right tackle and right guard spot. A lot of questions at linebacker. Cornerback might be something that's going to be scrutinized as well. So a lot of questions that still, yeah, Jay Long says linebacker positions still need to be filled also. Yeah, I totally agree. There's, again, if you're just joining us, the Bengals officially announced the hiring of Zach Taylor. He's the 10th. Coach in franchise history. He takes over for Marvin Lewis, who was with the team for 16 straight seasons before Taylor came in and is now taking over a team. And it's going to be very interesting to see what kind of look that the 2019 Bengals have in terms of personnel, in terms of who is still on the team, what quote-unquote Marvin guys stick around and which ones do not. He's obviously – Taylor obviously grabbed the eyes and ears of the Bengals front office, and he likely has a plan in terms of who he's going to bring in for coaching positions and positions he is going to address in free agency and the draft. So it's going to be interesting to see just how different and how many different faces will be on this Bengals team in 2019. I mean, by the time 2018 was finished, there was a whole bunch of different guys that were playing for the Bengals because of the multitude of injuries that they had. But I would suspect that there's going to be some changes, I think, this year. I don't know if there's going to be some major surprise cuts or anything like that. The one thing, again, there's been a lot of rumors with quarterback. We'll see if that actually takes place. There's that. There hasn't been, I don't believe, an official announcement by Taylor or the Bengals. I'll have to check that out, as Brian Callahan as the offensive coordinator. But there was an announcement by John Gruden a week or so ago at the Senior Bowl. He basically announced that his quarterback's coach is now going for a promotion with the Cincinnati Bengals and becoming their offensive coordinator. So it seems as if that spot is filled up. And again, James Casey appears to be the guy that's going to be coaching the tight ends. Ben Martin being the guy who's going to coach the offensive line after Frank Pollock just was here for a year. And that's no longer a relationship that's going to exist, I guess. So but a lot of things to be excited about. A new era of Bengals football is upon us. And we'll see if that leads to more wins, more playoff wins, and potentially a Super Bowl. Deborah Shields, this is an interesting one. What about the strength coaches? They need to be replaced also. I have mixed opinions on that. I look at it and I say, well, why were there so many injuries on the Bengals last year? Was that poor conditioning? Was that poor practice habits? Was that just an unlucky streak? Was it a mixture of things? It probably was a mixture of things, but I do think that they probably need to start looking at, the little things that have been stale, the things that have been the same to make sure that complacency has not set in certain elements of the team. That may be one of them. And that's probably where a young guy getting his first shot, real eager, kind of fire lit under him, and you know, him having kind of the wide eyes and big dreams of what he wants to accomplish in Cincinnati. You know, maybe he will be the one who kind of spearheads, hey, we got to look at medical and strength and conditioning. We got to look at the roster. We got to look at, you know, indoor practice facility. We got to look at how we do free agency, how we do the draft, all that kind of stuff you would hope would be scrutinized or reevaluated with Taylor coming in. I will say this, and then we'll get out of here. There's been a lot of talk, at least on Twitter, kind of devaluing the Taylor hire based on what occurred in Super Bowl 53 and the lack of offensive performance in Super Bowl 53. There are people that are ardently defending Taylor, and there are people who are piling on him, saying, you know, he's kind of riding the coattails of the McVay thing. And, you know, it could be one of those things where, because to be quite honest with you, the Patriots and under Bill Belichick, they've put out a lot of different head coaches in a lot of different places, college ranks and pros, and not all of them have worked out all that well. So, you know, some people are wondering if McVay is kind of going to have the same effect within the NFL with his assistant coaches, yet to be seen. But I'm going to say this. I mean, I think a lot of that blame as to what occurred last night, Super Bowl 53 with the Rams and their offense, a lot of it has to do with Jared Goff playing poorly. A lot of it has to do with Todd Gurley getting very limited carries, you know, whether that's a health issue or whatever that is. You would kind of think that it's the last game of the season, and I mean, you don't want to risk the guy getting seriously injured, but last game of the season, kind of put it all out there, but that didn't seem to be the case. Gurley had limited touches, and obviously he is critical to what they do on offense, setting up play action and everything. So, I mean, that has to be, in terms of being in the corner of Taylor, that has to be, you know, in one's mind, he has limited control. I mean, he's not the offensive play caller. He's not the offensive coordinator. So he's not really making those decisions. But Jared Goff is his player that he's specifically coaching, and Jared Goff did not play well at all in Super Bowl 53. So you got to look at that. The other thing, you know, that's a little discouraging is, I mean, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they adapt. They, you know, there's all this – people like what the Chiefs did in their exciting offense. People like what the Rams created in their exciting offense. Well, guess what? Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Tom Brady didn't play that great either yesterday in the Super Bowl, but those two always find a way to beat other coaches, outplan other coaches. I mean, you would look at you look at the rosters between the Patriots, the overall rosters, and especially on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, there's some disparity there, especially, you know, talking about the Chiefs and the Rams against the Patriots roster. And yet Brady and Belichick came through and they proved that they are the best quarterback and coach tandem in the NFL. You know, they're outsmarting everybody. So, you know, Taylor hasn't been a head coach yet, but everybody on that Rams offensive staff was outsmarted. They only scored 3 points in the Super Bowl. So, Taylor included in that, I suppose. But, hey, let's be excited about it. He's a young guy. Let's hope he can bring about even more changes than Marvin Lewis did. If you remember, Marvin Lewis brought about a lot of different changes when he came on board for the positive. And let's hope that Taylor can build on that, get some critical wins, get some good players in here, and move things in the right direction after things really hit a tailspin from that 2015 wild card game. Again, I'm Anthony Cosenza. You can get all the opinions, news, analysis, and breaking news on CincyJungle.com. Keep it there. We'll be bringing up all kinds of different stuff and letting you know exactly all the hires and everything as they happen. You can also check out our podcast, The Orange and Black Insider. Myself and Cincy Jungle contributor John Sheeran are the hosts of that podcast. We recently interviewed Tyler Boyd twice in the past month, so that was pretty cool. Check those out and check out all that stuff. That podcast can be found on Cincy Jungle. It's also on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Megaphone, and YouTube. So we appreciate the support there. We'll be coming at you more on these Facebook Lives as more breaking news hits, but we wanted to come with you to announce that the Bengals have officially hired Zach Taylor. Enjoy it. And let's hopefully it means good things for 2019. So let's try and enjoy this season. We'll see you next time.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.